Stuart, then, first of all, assess your side's performance today.
Started very well, bossed the game, got our noses in front, deserved to be leading, I thought, and then we didn't build on that. The disappointing thing is, in the end, probably last 10 minutes, we looked like we could have lost the game.
Why do you feel the team couldn't continue a pace as they were doing?
Well, one thing you do know is that the home team will get a spell in the game. There was a 10-minute period where everything was self-inflicted. We had to give away possession far too easily. We give far too many free kicks away, which allowed free balls into the box. So we're always having to defend because they're a strong side on their set plays as such. And again, it was just our final ball in the second half that just let us down.
They made you look uncomfortable, didn't they, at times? They worked very hard today, Macclesfield.
It's the FA Cup. It always happens in the FA Cup. And for some reason, they run that little bit harder. They close you down a little bit quicker as such. But again, it was maybe just a bit of a wake-up call for our lads that we needed. But we're getting back to Hillsborough in 10 days' time.
And, I mean, their keepers pulled off two or three really good saves to deny Semedo and Elan, I think, as well today.
Yeah, but again, we probably haven't worked him enough in the second half. But what we showed in the first half, I think the keepers probably... at the end of the day, like I said, the ball was probably in our box far too often in the second half than it was in theirs.
What did you learn maybe about the side today that you've seen or not seen over the Christmas period?
No. At the end of the day, I think the lads are in the dressing room. They're very disappointed that we haven't got the result. They're realising, I know, at the end of the day, it's 11v11. If you keep allowing the ball to come in the box, they will get a break, and that's what happened for him in the end.
Did you sort of miss Roger Johnson today?
No, I don't think so. I thought Miguel and Glenn Leuvens coped with their forwards very well. And again, it was like I said, it was a first half. We'd kept it quiet because we knew the crowd would be up for it as such, but with FA Cup. But second half, we just said, like, we've got to start the same way we did second half. But we were slow coming out of the trap second half. Suddenly the crowd get up for it. Suddenly, like I said, there was far too many balls coming in our box. Suddenly my keeper was being worked more on their keeper. So that's a disappointing thing, but like I say, we're in the hat.
Martinez started today, not Chris Kirkland, obviously. Why?
I just wanted Emmy to have a gaming goal, and I think he pulled off a great save, I think, in the second half. His distribution was excellent as well, and Chris was just struggling with a little bit of a knock as well, so I just thought I'd just freshen it up in there.
Roger Johnson's future is the only one of the lone players still to be sort of finalised, I suppose, after a busy day yesterday. Is that likely to happen over the next couple of days?
Hope so. Hopefully it'll be sorted before we play Leeds at home. Roger, like I said, is happy. He wants to come back. It's just down to money's really negotiating with Wolves at this moment in time.
Are you far apart in that negotiation?
You'd have to ask the chairman on that one, yeah.
What about your future then? Is that going to be finalised this week?
I think so. I think the chairman's come out and said it was about two games, so we'll sit down with the chairman on Tuesday. I think he's out of the country at the moment. So, no, like I say, the disappointing thing is that I felt we should have built on today and gone on and won the game and been a bit more comfortable. In the end, we invited pressure on ourselves. Just shows that like I said, the history of the FA Cup, that caused us problems second half. And to be fair, like the pleasing thing, like I say, was the most important thing, that we're in the hat for the next round. Unfortunately, we've got to have a replay in 10 days' time.
Do you have any kind of indication as to what that might be, an end-of-the-season kind of thing or longer, just finally?
Regarding myself?
Yeah.
No, I don't, no.